Thanks, Card Customer Support. This is Shanita. How may I help you?
My name is Barbara Doherty, and I answered a shell advertisement y'all had on Facebook yesterday, and now I am being billed $59.95, and I did not request anything from your company.
I'd be more than happy to look that account up for you. May I have your zip code?
My zip code is 78619, and I want all my money returned.
That was 78619?
Yes, and I've already filed a thing with the bank.
And what's the first and last name?
Barbara. Last name, Doherty. D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. 850 Lonesome Trail, Driftwood, Texas.
Okay. Do you by chance know a Bobby?
Yes, I know Bobby. That's my husband.
This account is up under his name, ma'am.
This is Bobby. I don't know how could he get on my account.
I don't know. I've got my charge card.
Okay, so on June the 11th, I'm seeing here where you, for the Shell's card. Yeah, when you entered it to win the Shell's card, that's that payment that you're seeing on your account?
No. It was supposed to be $1.95 per card. That's it. And I checked off. I didn't want anything from you.
Okay, just a moment. Let me look at this account for you.
You better stay in here because I don't. Okay, because I don't know anything about it.
I'm still here, sir. I'm checking with my manager on this account.
You're going to have to do it.
But it's in your name. They won't talk to me. I don't have a lot of money. I'm sorry. Damn.
Well, they've got all kinds of stuff here.
Was Shell Oil? Shell Oil offered a $250 credit card if you could do this.
But see, it don't have nothing about.
And I did the puzzle thing, and it said for $1.95 they would mail me the card. So I put my credit card in there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. My manager just confirmed that when you enter to get the Shell's card, it stated that you was entering to get the Shell's card. You wasn't actually winning the Shell's card. It's a contest to win the Shell's card.
I have it on my telephone. I copied every bit of it off the computer.
But I can get this account canceled for you. Just a moment, ma'am.
I want my if y'all charge me $1.95 for the shipping of the Shell card, I want that back too.
No, ma'am. I don't see that charge on this account, ma'am. Just a second.
All right.
If I could get my $59 back, I wouldn't worry about it. Write that up for a mistake. Somebody made a mistake. And if I could get $59 or something back, I'd be happy.
Damn.
But she said she'd cancel everything. I imagine that means she'll get you $59.
I would just make sure that you were getting $59.
Right.
We'll check the bank tomorrow to see if they've reversed the charges. But I've already filed a thing with the bank, a dispute on a charge.
Yeah, but the bank recommends that you check that first because they'll change the credit card and you'll have to check on everything you got.
Be quiet.
Okay, for that refund of $59.92, I can issue $50 back into your account.
No, I want all my money back because y'all are a scam company.
There is a $10 non-refundable setup fee?
No. I want all my money back. I checked the thing that I did not want to join anything, and that means I didn't join anything. Y'all don't have to take my money because it's not a true company. And I've already filed a thing at the bank to stop payment on it.
So, ma'am, if you file a dispute on this account, even if I send this money to your account, it's not going to do it, ma'am. My account is not going to do it. Once a dispute is put into the account, I can't make no refunds to that account, ma'am.
Okay, then just send me a check.
I can't do that either, ma'am. If a dispute is on this account, there's nothing I can do for this account, ma'am. The dispute has to be dropped in order for me to issue a refund or do anything, any type of money back to your account, ma'am.
Why do y'all do people this way? Because you know it's not honest.
Ma'am, I don't handle the payments of the account, ma'am. The only thing I handle is the accounts and the refunds, ma'am.
Okay, well, refund me my money.
I cannot refund you your money, ma'am. If it's a dispute on this account, ma'am.
All I have done was filled out a thing online. The bank hasn't even accepted it yet, so nothing has been done yet. So y'all return my money.
Yes, ma'am. Due to you making that and putting that in their computer, I have to have a confirmation from the bank that a dispute has not been made in order for this money to go back to that account, ma'am.
Okay, so run it back through the bank.
Yes, ma'am. You have to get your bank to call us on the line and assure us that that dispute is not in their system, and we can assure this refund back to your account, ma'am.
Just tell the bank to stop payment on it.
Okay, I'll just tell the bank to stop payment on it. And that'll settle everything. Then I'll turn you into the Better Business Bureau. No. And the bank told me that I needed to settle it with y'all first before they did anything about the dispute. So
yes, ma'am. Due to you already putting it into the computer, ma'am, this is a recorded line. With you saying that a paperwork was sent in, issue this dispute back to the account, it's not going to go to your account, ma'am. That's why I said, could you get your bank to call us and assure us that that dispute is not on this account? If that dispute is not on this account, then I can give you your refund, ma'am.
The dispute is not on the account yet because I just did it through the bank, and the bank told me to call y'all and to try to settle it through you before they ever did anything. So that's what I did. I looked up your name and phone number on the computer.
Just a brief moment, ma'am.
But they try to screw you every moral they can, don't they?
Yes, ma'am, I did just speak to my manager, and she did confirm it. Until your bank called and confirmed that there's no dispute on this account, I cannot refund this account, ma'am.
There's not a dispute on it until I call the bank back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I assure that, ma'am. I understand that, ma'am. But due to our rules, we cannot issue that refund until that we have confirmation that they're from the bank out their mouth that there's no dispute on this account, ma'am.
Your number is 855 476-5936. And your company is Top Tech of Fairing.com. Is that right?
This is a third-party company, man. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts.
But the one we logged in to get your phone number, because you don't put it on any of your information on the computer, was Top Tech of Fairing.com.
That's because, man, we only work with the accounts, man. We don't charge you. We just work with the accounts, ma'am.
Well, work with my account and put my money back then.
Yes, ma'am. I cannot until there's a confirmation that a dispute is not on this account, ma'am. We cannot take your word for this, ma'am. We have to have the bank on the line, on the recorded line, saying that there's no dispute on this account, ma'am.
What are you talking about on the recorded line?
This is a recorded line, ma'am. Everything that you're saying is on a recorded line. The managers, everyone hear everything that you're saying, ma'am. So in order for me to issue this refund back to your account, you have to get your bank to call us back and say on this recorded line that there is no dispute on this account in order for me to send this money back to your account, ma'am. So until there is a bank on this line and assured that there's no dispute on this account, I cannot issue no refund. The only thing I can do to your account is look at your account right now, ma'am, and cancel your account. With your account is canceled, I just cannot do no refunds on your account until there's confirmation that there's no dispute.
Your account is all bullshit.
I don't think it's account. I think it's all BS you're telling me.
Ma'am, I'm not giving you false information, ma'am. I'm trying my best to help you, ma'am, but I cannot help you without knowing that there's no dispute on this account, ma'am.
Well, my bank is probably not going to call y'all back because my daughter said they won't do that kind of stuff.
Well, ma'am, until we have the confirmation that there's no dispute on this account, ma'am, there's nothing, no type of refunds that I can send back to your account, ma'am. In order for that, for me to give you a refund or work with you on your account, the dispute has to be not on your account, ma'am.
If the dispute is posted against the account on our computer.
Okay, so if there's a dispute on this account, ma'am, there's nothing I could do for your account, ma'am.
Pull it up on the computer
I cannot pull it up on my computer, ma'am. The dispute is not going to pop up on my computer, ma'am. The only thing I can see is your account information, which is in your husband's name, and y'all information. That's the only thing I can see on my end, ma'am.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Really?
Well,
using an excuse of something that mom said to not return the money.
Yes.
But she's not going to do that because she says the bank has to call it.
The bank has to call it. They say and verify that there's not a dispute on the account.
And the bank ain't going to do that.
Well, I already filed with the bank.
Yes, ma'am. I just spoke to my manager. There's nothing else I can do for this account, ma'am, until the bank calls us back and let us know that there's no dispute on this account.
All right. And what is your name, ma'am?
Sharnita.
How do you spell that, please?
Charnita.
Okay, and do I need to ask for anybody other than you?
You can just call back and anybody can help you with this account, ma'am.
All right, I'm fixing to stop payment on it, so that'll settle it all. Thank you, bye.